Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vinegar Bendmeisel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clemente scores. Burgess moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Vinegar Bendmeisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is hit by the pitch. Burgess moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Ashburn moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mizell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Skinner steals second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ben Johnson now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mizell bunts towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Verdon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Pirates. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morin moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Averill reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Pirates. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Fred Green now pitching. Mo Thacker pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Zimmer moves to second. It's 5-3, Pirates. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Mo Thacker. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn bunts towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to third. Kindle moves to second. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will takes first base on ball 4. Roy Face now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bausche hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Face covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Morin strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. George Altman pinch hits for Don Elston. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Draught now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Nelson now playing first base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.